is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to remarks by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Medvedev has been critical of Trump's threats of sanctions on Russia. CBS's Catherine Watson says it's not clear which submarines are being deployed.
If they're nuclear-armed submarines, there are at any given time a few of those on patrol, but the range of the missiles they carry are so great that the submarines themselves could be in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Indian Ocean and still be capable of hitting Russia. If he's talking about nuclear-powered submarines armed with conventional cruise missiles, there are generally two of those in the Atlantic and two in the Pacific, and those cruise missiles have a range of about 1,500 miles. So the appropriate regions doesn't have to be near Russia necessarily to pose a threat to Russia.
President Trump has fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after it posted a disappointing jobs report for July.
The president just saw massive revisions right after he saw some very good numbers.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
I think people worry about partisanship and data all the time, and they're right to worry about it. But in the end, what we need is to make sure that the data are reliable and transparent and aren't being revised all over the place. Because when they're being revised all over the place, it creates at times the suspicion that something's wrong with the numbers.
A cornerstone of American culture will soon be no more.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will start to shut down after being defunded by Congress. The CPB, as it's known, oversees the allocation of public funds to TV and radio stations that are part of public broadcasting.
It varied from community to community, depending upon size and market and donor base.
Craig Swagler is president and general manager of Baltimore Public Media. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East was in Tel Aviv today after visiting a humanitarian aid site in Gaza yesterday. More from reporter Steve Lindy.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff met at Tel Aviv's hostage square for more than 2 hours with families of Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. The meeting followed the release by Hamas and Islamic Jihad of videos showing hostages Ram Braslavsky and Eviatar David looking emaciated and desperate after 666 days in captivity.
Just 15 hours after taking off from Florida, a SpaceX crew docked with the International Space Station. Its commander, Zena Cardman's first time there.
This has been the absolute journey of a lifetime. We are so incredibly grateful to be here. Thank you so much for this warm welcome.
The astronauts her crew is replacing will return to Earth next week. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high 5 hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with 2 home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL family night tonight at Lambeau Field. Over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Hazy sunshine today, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. 80 on Monday, 82 the high on Tuesday. Mostly sunny and mid-80s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 58.
Let me around and then worst of all, But I love you still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. And you just let me know.
Countdown coming up at 9:30.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love.
Just a big ol', I say a big ol'.
Hug of burning love. Elvis Presley, WRJN 915, Saturday morning with Rick Johnson. Your Saturday morning soundtrack. And it is getting, it's getting nice outside. 70 degrees here at Radio Park. And the Don Rosen Morning Show, of course you know that. He's home to dozens of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. But you know what? Now, you can hear many of them in podcast form, so if you had to run into work and you didn't get a chance to hear it, tell you what you do. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show, and voila, there's the interview you missed that you want to hear. It's right here, WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long at Fulton Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really
faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. From her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Jackson Brown at WRJN. How's your day going so far? Hopefully it's going pretty good because you got the whole rest of it to look forward to. What we're going to do right now, it is 9:30, and I want to do the second engagement of the WRJN capsule countdown. This particular one comes from August 5th, 1967. And you ask, well, okay, Rick, what was going on around then? Some of the things. Canada begins a year-long celebration of their 100th anniversary of Confederation, and they also featured the Expo 67 at the World's Fair. That's what they were up to. The 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution, it had to deal with presidential succession and disability, is ratified in 1967. Also, the first phase of the Cambodian Civil War begins between the Kingdom of Cambodia and the Khmer Rouge, all the way out in Southeast Asia. That's what was going on. Let's go back home here and see what was on our radio locally. It sounded a little bit like this.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Five. Four. Three.
Standing by for the number one song on this date.
number one song for August 5th, 1967. Number one was The Doors on WRJM.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
For you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I break in the rocks and the rocks turn. I bust the law.
7:45, still coming up at 9:45. It's a summertime song. Definitely think you're going to like it. Going to stir up some good memories. Here's Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Forgotten 45 coming up next.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me, let's come. Mama told me.
to this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
WRJN.
Those calls, right?
Oh, I got to get this last note in here. Hang on. There we go. That's the note I was waiting for. And it is 9:45, right? You know what that means. Let's check out the Forgotten 45 today. The Mutineers. They formed their group in Durant, Oklahoma, while they were attending Southeastern State College back in 1962. Their first debut single was called Jackin' Around, and they recorded that in Dallas, Texas. Soon after, they achieved some notoriety, playing at a place called the Pirate's Nook. That drew the attention of John Abner from Abnac Records, who mentored them, kind of took them under his wing. Shortly after, the group changed their name to the Five Americans. Now, they would go on to produce five albums. Today's Forgotten 45 is from their second release LP called Western Union. On Abnac Records, the title of the song, Sound of Love, from the Summer of Love, 1967. Here's the Five Americans.
Would you believe the sound of love?
There you go, Five American Satellite. I know you haven't heard that one in quite a while. Mr. Tambourine Man, the birds at WRJ. You know, I'm thinking of smokers. They're lucky, man. They can save on cigarettes today and tomorrow. All I got to do is just go outside and take a deep breath of all that smoke. Have you ever seen the rain? We need some to wash it down, right?
Someone told me long ago, bells are calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
News and timeless hits. WRJN. bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I think.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will you do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Hey, that's going to do it for Rick Johnson this morning. I'll talk to you this afternoon at 2 o'clock for a very short time because they got Brewers baseball on. And then, well, I'll tell you what, depending on what time it gets over, we might talk to you again this afternoon. If not, for sure, you and I, let's get back together again 6 o'clock next Saturday morning. Love you to be here. I'll leave you with the Chiffons, Sweet Talking Guy, Terry Havel's next. Rock and Roll Never Forgets on WRJN.
Sweet Talking Guy.